the rugby pitch where the fireworks were actually taking place, you couldn't see the grass on the pitch. It was just covered with smoke.
So you're suggesting this evening that there was, I'm mindful I don't want to put words in your mouth, but there was a combination of fog and thick smoke.
Yeah, I'm not sure whether that was on the motorway, but it certainly was around the area of the firework display.
And were you still there when the accident happened?
Yes.
Was the smoke still there on that field when the accident happened?
Yeah.
So that was 10 minutes later?
Yes.
So the wind hadn't blown that away?
No.
Was it a windy night?
There wasn't a lot of wind around, actually, no.
When did you first know there was an accident? What happened?
At first, we just heard a few loud explosions. I immediately went over and had a look, and I could see the various flames that were coming on fire. There were more explosions, and you could see the black smoke and flames from the petrol tanks. You could also see the lorries that were on fire, and I then realised that it was a massive accident.
Could you actually see the lorries?
You could see the outline and shape of the lorries burning, yes.
How come through that dense fog?
The flames were just penetrating through that. I don't think I've ever seen something so horrendous.
Can you describe it?
If you've ever seen footage from Afghanistan, that's what it looked like. It was a war zone out there, and the explosions and the flames that were coming from the petrol tanks of the cars that were burning was horrific.
What about the noises?
Definitely. There were a lot of noises out there. You could hear the acceleration of the flames and the various loud explosions. At first, people did believe they were fireworks. However, they quickly understood that it was not fireworks. And in fact, it was the result of exploding vehicles.
What did people who were around the club do?
The stewards informed the people that there had been a massive car accident in the area on the M5 and told us to avoid the area when travelling home.
You've talked about what you saw, the visuals. You've talked about what you heard. And I guess there would be a smell of petrol around that area too.
Yes, there was. You could smell the fumes in the air from the accident.